Good morning and happy Monday to you all out there in the wonderful city of Fall River. Today I am sitting with Superintendent Maria Ponce. Super happy to be with Maria on this bright and sunny Monday morning. And I just wanted her to say hello and maybe have a little chat about what we got on tap. So hello, Maria.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Happy Monday to you.
I'm good. Thank you. So what's coming up, Ms. Ponce? What would we like to talk about today and get out there for parents?
Well, I think that the most immediate piece that's coming up, it's that we are entering MCAS season. I know that some people don't like the word MCAS, but MCAS is an important part of all that we do. We are not defined by one assessment, but it is an assessment that measures our progress as a district as well as individual students. So right now we will be kicking off MCAS administration. A lot of schools, I think we have 6 schools beginning tomorrow, and Wednesday we have the remaining schools. All students in grades 3 to 8 and then grade 10 are required to take MCAS. In 3 to 8 we have English language arts as well as mathematics MCAS assessments. Mm-hmm. Grades 5 and 8 also take the additional science MCAS, and we also have ELA math and science at the high school. Important to note, at the high school, students who have to pass MCAS in order to get a graduation certificate. If not, they will get a certificate of attendance. So we work really hard with those students in taking their assessment as well as making it up. They have multiple opportunities to take it before graduation so that they do receive their diploma.
Mm. And I've seen so many teachers, administrators preparing, getting ready, getting MCAS packets ready, getting, the computer set up ready and doing, the work with the kids to make sure that they are ready, which is super important. Celebratory breakfasts, pre-MCAS mm-hmm. breakfasts are going to be happening, and actually one happened on Friday at Durfee, so that's great. But what do we need for parents, right? So teamwork makes the dream work. We hear that all day long. What do we need from parents? What would you message to parents if they, if you had the ear of 10,000 parents, what would you say you need from them in order to make it so that their kids are the most successful that they can possibly be?
I think that first and foremost, we need to recognize that we can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street. Our parents are our partners. We have a responsibility to prepare our students. I know that as a district, our achievement data doesn't reflect what we can do, and we are making strides towards moving forward. I would ask that parents make sure that their child gets a good night's sleep, that they eat a good breakfast, that they are, impress upon them that this is, yes, one assessment. And I never want to tell kids that, oh, this is it. You're measured by this test. And we hear it all the time. People think that we're teaching to the test. That's not, we're teaching to the standards. Mm-hmm. This is one way to measure our success. And what I tell kids when I was a principal and when I go into schools, what I tell them, all right, this is yet another way for you to show your growth and what you're learning. I want them to think of it as, yes, it's an important test, because we are, measurement is public, our achievement is public, but it is one test that you get to show where you have grown as a scholar. I ask kids to do their best, to not give up on themselves, and it's hard. Tests are hard. Some people do tests really, really well, and some people mm-hmm. struggle. And I tell the kids, sometimes you have to read something more than once. I do that myself. Mm-hmm. You might have to read a question more than once. You might have to go back to it. The important piece is that you don't give up on yourself and mm-hmm. that you continue to work hard. Just work hard and do your best. I don't want kids to get so stressed out that they can't function. Mm-hmm. Think of it as, yes, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for me to show my growth. Yep. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. You bring up a really great perspective. And when you said, this is, you get to show people what you can do, right? Mm-hmm. So that's an opportunity, right? So yeah, you got to right? Show up to grow up. You got to be there. So be present. So be at school, right? Don't try not to be absent unless you really have to be absent. And then just consider it an opportunity to show what you can do, right? So take a moment to read things a second time if you need to, and just work hard and do those hard things, right? And don't give up, because this is our time to shine, and this week, and is MCAS happening next week too?
Yes, yeah. It'll be going right into April because they'll do
then
LA,
math, right?
Then go into math,
right?
And then science is the last piece for grades 5 and 8, but it will go right through through April. So kids need to realize that yes, this is an important test, and it's important for us to put the skills that we've learned throughout the years to the test. No pun intended.
Yep.
But every test should be taken seriously. Every assessment is an opportunity for kids to show their growth. MCAS is yet another opportunity, but I want them to utilize those skills in everything that they do every day, not just on MCAS days. Yes, we make a big deal about it because we want to motivate our kids, and we want them to recognize that their achievement is publicly reported, right? So we want them to shine, of course.
Right.
They're our kids, and
right.
we take that personally. We want our kids to shine because we know what they can do. So I would say just give it everything you have. You leave nothing behind, and show everyone what you're made of.
Great. I love it. So if parents have any questions about the dates or details around the assessments, what should they do?
Everyone, I would say every parent of students who are testing should have received MCAS schedule. Their schools should have contacted them and communicated that with children as well as with the families. If they, by chance, did not get that information, they should certainly call their school so that their principal or someone in that office can give them the information. I think that around MCAS time, when I was a principal, I used to make a lot of calls home to families and say, you know, we're testing this day, and this day. It's important for kids to be in school every single day, as well as MCAS days, but they should contact their school and they will give them all the information they need to know about testing dates.
Perfect. All right. So I wanted to thank you for sitting down with me today, and I hope that parents and the community that are listening appreciate this time that we've taken on this bright and sunny Monday morning. And maybe next time on the next Monday with Maria, we will talk more about community engagement, parent engagement, and maybe even invite a special guest.
Sure, that sounds great. Thanks for the opportunity, and let's go FRPS. Let's show everybody what we've got.
Okay, sounds good. All right, everyone, thank you so much for being with us on this Monday morning podcast. Take care.